Mesechus Meiser Sheni, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud. Misha Hayu Miktas Banav Tmeim Umiktas Antarim. Some of his children were Tameim and some of his children were Tahar. And he wants to buy wine for his family that they should all be able to partake from it in Yerushalayim with Meiser Sheni money. So what should he do? Meiniachas Asala, he should put down a sala of Meiser Sheni money. And he's going to use that to pay for part of the wine. Va'aymer, and he says, Masha tahayrim shesim salazu mechalalas alav. The part of the wine that the Tahar children are going to drink from, I want the sala to go and transfer its kedusha to purchase that part of the wine, that it should be Meiser Sheni wine. And the other part of the wine is not going to be paid for by the sala. It's going to be paid for with chulin money. And he can make this condition, Nimtzu Tahirim Utmeim Shaisim Mikarachan, and it can come out that the Tahar children and the Tameh children can both drink from the same exact pitcher, and when they pour into Tahar's cup, it'll be from the Meiser Sheni. When they pour into the Tameh's cup, it'll be from the non-Meiser Sheni. And this is using the concept of Breira. Breira is able to retroactively determine what part of the mixture is Meiser Sheni and what part is not Meiser Sheni, and thereby they can both partake from the same pitcher and use the Meiser Sheni money. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Lo yemer adam l'chaveri. A person should not say to his friend, Hal es haperis ha'ilu l'Yerushalayim l'chalik. Take up these pears to Yerushalayim, bring them with you, carry them to Yerushalayim. These are Meiser Sheni pears. Bring them to Yerushalayim, l'chalik, and then we will divide, we'll split it up there. I'll give you some of the fruit in Yerushalayim. Because this is like a payment. He's paying him for his service of transporting the fruit there, and he's basically using the Meiser Sheni produce to pay a worker to carry his fruit, and he cannot use the Meiser Sheni money for that purpose. Alam, I am really, rather he should tell him, Halim, bring them up to Yerushalayim, Shenechlim, Venishtim, Yerushalayim, so that we could eat and drink them in Yerushalayim. And then he would be like inviting him to a meal, to partake in the food and drink from the Meiser Sheni, and that's okay. It's not being set as wages. He's just inviting him to join in a meal with him, and that's allowed to be done with Meiser Sheni. The Mishnah does end off, Avol Neisnam Zelazev Manaschinim, the two people, they're allowed to give Meiser Sheni to each other as a Manaschinim, as a free gift. It can be given as a gift. Now, this is really a discussion that the Rav speaks about in the first Mishnah, in the Masechta, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. That really depends. There's a difference of opinion between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, whether or not the Meiser Sheni is owned by the person, like Rav Yehuda's opinion, or whether it's owned by Hashem, like Rav Meir's opinion, it's Mamon Gevaya, it's owned by Hashem, and he just has permission to eat it. If it's owned by Hashem, then it can't be given as a gift. He can still invite guests to partake with him, but it can't be given as a gift. So this ability to give it as a gift, if it's referring to an actual transaction of giving it over, so then it's really dependent on the opinions of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, if it's allowed. If it's just inviting guests over to partake, then that is allowed according to everyone.